Here is a huge awesome hikmah from Allah, the Hakim. November 19, 2018. Dear Bani Israel, after Allah informed us about what this fake and man-made religion called Islam and Muslims are doing, which is against Allah's book, the Arabic Quran, then he blessed us with a humongous hikmah, which is the continuation of his last week hikmah. Are you ready? Here we go. Now let us go back to 1450 years ago. That was the time of Zuhr and Nine, when aggressive people were fighting against Prophet Muhammad and his followers. They were fighting Allah and his only one religion, submission to the nation of Ibrahim, Bani Israel, the children who would be transported by Allah. As you know, Allah says in Surah 2:256, that there is no compulsion in religion. There shall be no compulsion in religion. The right way is now distinct from the wrong way. Anyone who denounces the devil and believes in Allah has grasped the strongest bond, one that never breaks. Allah is hearer, omniscient. That means no one can force you to follow, from the Millat-e Ibrahim. Remember, the nation of Ibrahim wants only the sincere believers, not hypocrites. Also we read in 88, 21 and 22, that, therefore do remind, for you are only a reminder. You have no authority over them. Here is a quick, but very important note. In 88, 22 and 52, 37, there are words like, Mosai, Te, Rin, and Mosai, Te, Runa, meaning authority, validity, power, which they come from the root word, Satara, and it should be written, with seen, and not Sard. Now if you look at all the copies of the Arabic Quran, you would find out, that, they have written these words with Sard, instead of seen, except our own copy of the Arabic Quran, on internet. Our Arabic Quran is the only untouched message of Allah, with correct, surah numbers, verse numbers, and correct spellings. Thank Allah for his guidance. You go here and here. http://www.religionwhistleblower.com/arab_088.pdf http://www.religionwhistleblower.com/arab_052.pdf So, Prophet Muhammad was supposed to deliver the Arabic Quran, and nothing else. But, other parties, or Ahzab, meaning, Yahud, and Nasara, or Jews and Christians, at that time did not like what Muhammad brought down with. They started to be aggressive toward Prophet Muhammad and his contemporaries. The reason Allah sent the Arabic Quran was because of those Ahzab, who came up with their own false and fake religions, and Allah wanted to establish the truth and make them to follow from the religion of Ibrahim. Allah wanted to dominate his only one religion of the truth, the nation of Ibrahim, above all of those fake and man-made religions. It is he who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to dominate over all religion. And sufficient is Allah as witness. 48, 28. It is he who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to dominate over all religion. Although those who associate others with Allah do not like it. 9, 33 and 61, 9. Allah is saying that those other so-called religions were mushrik, or idol worshipper. Now, you would not find any verse in the Arabic Quran which dictates forcing people by sword to become a believer and converting people to the nation of Ibrahim. That is that sword on Saudi's flag. Yet, you would not find that word in the Arabic Quran. In Surah 9, the one surah before last, we see the last part of those wars. That was the time when Allah gave victory to the believers, against those aggressive, Ahzab meaning Yahud, and Nasara. Then after Prophet Muhammad's departure, his contemporaries started to gather the Arabic Quran, which Muhammad wrote it with his own right hand, 69. 43-48, in order to make copies, so they could send them to other countries. Then, The scribe has added those two shaitanic verses at the end of Surah 9, in order to honor Prophet Muhammad. Then, Ali, and his family, and some other true believers, stand up against that crime of century, and they were saying that nothing should be added to those sacred words of Allah. It got to the point that Ali revolted against those who called themselves Muslims, and he was not going out of his house, except for Friday prayer. Finally, so-called Muslims massacred Ali and his family, and whomever were against those two shaitanic verses, and burned the Arabic Quran, which Prophet Muhammad was written it with his own hand, thinking that it would not be any dispute amongst them anymore. Therefore, so-called Muslims were the first ones who burned the Arabic Quran, written by Prophet Muhammad's hand. Yet, nowadays, if someone burned the Quran, so-called Muslims would kill him. As you see, right there Allah deprived Muslims from the corrected Arabic Quran. Can you believe that? That was Allah's curse upon that fake religion of Islam. As you see, the ones who were truly followers of Prophet Muhammad and the Arabic Quran, whom they were following from the religion of Ibrahim, 4:125, got killed. And what was left were these people, whom they call themselves Muslims these days. But right there, Shaitan interfered and nullified Allah's plan by the will of Allah, because those people did not deserve Allah's guidance and his Arabic book. Prophet Muhammad departed 632 AD, so-called Muslims started to conquer the neighboring countries by the force of swords, in order to make them convert to their own made-up religion, called Islam. Then, right after that, they conquered Iraq in 633 AD. Then conquered Syria in 635 AD, then Palestine in 637 AD, Egypt in 642 AD, and also two-thirds of Persia or Iran was conquered. Then they attacked Sasani territory in Persia in the same year, and finally they conquest the Sasanians around 651 AD. The rest of Iran was conquered later on. These Arabs were ruling those countries for a long time. For example, Muslims ruled India for 800 years. They have brought so much disasters and corruptions to those countries. They burned libraries and books in many countries, and forcing them to convert to Islam with force and swords. That is why all of those countries have ugly memories about Arabs conquering their nations. Yet they call themselves the religion of Allah, or religion of peace. As we talked about it before, according to the Arabic Quran, none of the followers of any prophets became a true believers after departure of their prophets. That is why they were cursed by the tongue of Dawood and Esau, son of Maryam, 5:78. Or Musa and his brother left their followers at the end. Yet Allah, the Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim, gave another respite to all of us criminals when we were up there, in order to come down here to redeem ourselves. As Allah says, we should have been all sent to hell, but Allah gave us another respite, because He is the loving Allah. As we have been given knowledge by Allah, we now realize that, for hundreds of years, this fake and man-made religion, called Islam, have been corruptors in the land, and they have been terrorizing people from the beginning. That is why they have been cursed by Allah all over the world, and they are amongst the most unhappiest people in the world, because they left Allah's book, the Arabic Quran, and they followed from those shaitanic books of Hadith, Sunnah, and Sharia laws, in order to idolize Prophet Muhammad beside Allah. As Allah says, each nation has a respite, 10:49. I just found out that in some Muslim countries, they will call you Murtad or apostate if you abandon those shaitanic books of Hadith, Sunnah, and Sharia laws. Can you believe that? See how Shaitan completely destroyed the one religion of Allah, the sons who would be transported by Allah. Here is another awesome hikmah. When you talk to people Some of them say that the Quran is the messenger amongst us, but they could never show us the verses. Thank Allah for informing us about these verses. 41, 3 and 4, and 42, 7. A book, whose verses are explained in details, in an Arabic Quran, for people who know. A bearer of good news, as well as, a Nazir, the one who makes a covenant. Yet, most of them turn away, they do not hear. And thus, we have revealed to you, an Arabic Quran, that you may make a covenant, with the mother city, Mecca, and those around it, and make a covenant about the day of gathering, which there is no doubt. A group will be in paradise, and a group in the blaze. 42, 7. As you see here, Allah says, for the people who understand. That means these 7 billion people do not understand, but only few people in this world know that the Arabic Quran is the prophet among us. The word Nazir, meaning covenanter, or covenanter, is always used for prophets and messengers, but here Allah used it for the Arabic Quran. And there are about 90 more verses in the Arabic Quran, which the word Nazir refers to the Quran as a covenanter, or as they translate it, as a warner, or as a messenger. Thank Allah for His unending hikmah. Just imagine, the Arabic Quran has been a prophet amongst us for 1450 years, also that would be the only one prophet amongst us to the rest of the history of human beings on earth, which would be the year 2280, and it has been talking to Bani Israel, or Millat Ibrahim, yet only few people followed that. Allah be glorified. May Allah forgive us. The word Bani Israel repeated 43 times in the Arabic Quran, and the word Islam repeated only 6 times, and it means submission. But ask any of those so-called Muslims that, what is the meaning of submission? Or what is the meaning of Islam? They have no idea. Here is awesome part of this huge hikmah. As you notice, this fake name Islam definitely was not authorized by Allah. They have been terrorizing people all over the world with their swords, right after killing the true believers after Prophet Muhammad, ever since 1450 years ago. That is why those first world countries took away their natural resources ever since 100 years ago, and left them in poverty and illiteracy by the will of Allah. That was how Allah has been punishing them. It all because so-called Muslims claimed the Quran, yet it never did come down for this fake religion called Islam, but for all the people in the world, and for the ones who were submitters to the nation of Ibrahim, Bani Israel, the sons will be transported by Allah. And Prophet Muhammad was following from the Bani Israel. Allah told Prophet Muhammad, and all of us, that one must be stupid if he turns away from the religion of Ibrahim. 2:130. Who would turn away his face from the nation of Ibrahim, except one who fools his own soul? We have chosen him in this world, and in the hereafter, he will be with the righteous. This Quran settles many issues for the Bani Israel, most of what they are still disputing with. 27:76. And who is better in religion than one who submits himself to Allah while being a doer of good, and follows the religion of Ibrahim, inclining toward truth? And Allah took Ibrahim as an intimate friend. 4:125. Now here is another awesome hikmah. As I was writing and reading my Quran at dawn, I was inspired that Bani Israel started from the time of Prophet Adam. Did you know that? Did you? After one of Adam's son killed the other one, because he did not want to pay his 10% zakat charity. 5:31. Allah told us all, because of this, we decreed for Bani Israel that anyone who murders any person who had not committed murder or horrendous crimes, it shall be as if he murdered all the people. And anyone who spares a life, it shall be as if he spared the lives of all the people. Our messengers went to them with clear proofs and revelations, but most of them, after all this, are still transgressing. 5:32. That means, after this first murder on earth, which means from the time of Adam to the end of this world on earth, this would be the law of the land. Therefore, Bani Israel started from the time of Adam, the beginning history of humans on earth, and we were called Bani Israel, meaning the sons who would be transported by Allah. And we were all supposed to submit to the rules of Allah, dictated to Bani Israel. And here is the covenant of Allah with Bani Israel. Allah had taken a covenant from the Bani Israel, and we raised among them 12 tribes. And Allah said, I am with you, so long as you observe the contact prayers, salat, give the obligatory charity, 10% zakat, and believe in my messengers, and respect them, and continue to lend Allah alone of righteousness. I will then remit your sins, and admit you into gardens with flowing streams. Anyone who disbelieves after this has indeed strayed off the right path. 5:12. And I fell prostrate and cried, Subhan Allah. This was the most awesome hikmah which I have ever received from Allah. Thank Allah for His awesome guidance. And I am so glad that I can share them with the nation of Ibrahim. Therefore, we must submit to the covenant of Allah with Bani Israel. This has been the only religion of Allah from the beginning of creation of human beings on earth. Yet, we came up with 4,200 fake, false, and man-made religions. Also look at so-called Christians in Bible Belt area in USA. They are suffering from 1,000 tornadoes every single year, plus floods, fires, and hurricanes. They only read a book which never existed, as the Arabic Quran confirms. Some shaitanic people wrote so-called Bible, which its actual name was Injil. And they said that it was inspired to us. Look at so-called Jews, the whole Middle Easterners hate them, and they are only following from traditions, and they committed the most horrendous crime by taking the name of Allah from Torah. Can you believe that? Look at so-called Buddhism and Hinduisms, they are worshipping statues and living in poverty. And so is 4,200 other fake and man-made religions. None of these so-called religions have been authorized by the Almighty Creator. As you notice, we did not have to research in history books or any other sources, but the Arabic Quran. And Allah showed us the whole history written in His Arabic Quran. Allah be glorified, because Allah says, Quran is the best hadith or history book. This is how Allah put you in a place that no man has touched before. With this awesome hikmah. Subhan Allah. Thank Allah for His unending awesome hikmah and knowledge.